Another motivator was the potential market. More than 825 million mobile phones were sold in 2005 to everyone from grammar schoolers to grandmothers. Since most were junky, there was room for a premium and hip product, just as there had been in the portable music player market. At first, he gave the project to the Apple group that was making the airport wireless base station on the theory that it was a wireless product. But he soon realized that it was basically a consumer device, like the iPod, so he reassigned it to Fidel and his teammates. Their initial approach was to modify the iPod. They tried to use the track wheel as a way for a user to scroll through phone options and, without a keyboard, try to enter numbers. It was not a natural fit. We were having a lot of problems using the wheel, especially in getting it to dial phone numbers, Fidel recalled. It was cumbersome. It was fine for scrolling through an address book, but horrible at inputting anything. The team kept trying to convince themselves that users would mainly be calling people who were already in their address book, but they knew that it wouldn't really work. At that time, there was a second project underway at Apple, a secret effort to build a tablet computer. In 2005, these narratives intersected, and the ideas for the tablet flowed into the planning for the phone. In other words, the idea for the iPad actually came before and helped to shape the birth of the iPhone.